Jerry Bader Show 949. A caller from the Wausau area said there were three Marathon County sheriff's deputies at the stretch of stores there, Best Buy, all of that, because they had issues last year. We received several calls saying Best Buy paid for them to be there. That sounds unusual. Our newsroom in Wausau is looking into it. The newsroom at WSAU in Wausau is making a call right now to the sheriff's department. And before the end of the show, we'll try to get you the information on exactly what that was. By the way, I misspoke. My wife did, in fact, go out this morning. She wanted to go to one store. She knew exactly what she wanted. And she pointed out she saw two stores that had hired security around the mall area here in Green Bay. So we'll find out exactly. That's why I qualified what the caller was saying for purposes of discussion, if that happened, it would be wrong. But we'll find out exactly what did happen and get back to you on that. Remember during Act 10, 2011, we started a feature here on the show. We called it the Unhinged Badger. And we would have, in fact, we even had a bed for it. They're coming to take me away. Do you still have that, Jason? You think you still have that? I didn't even ask you for it because I assumed it was just kind of long gone. You still got it? I still got it, he says. Fire away.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away. Ha-ha!
They're coming to take me away. Ha-ha! They're coming to take me away.
Yeah, and we would play this, and then we would tell you the latest episode of an Unhinged Badger. Some protester, someone going off the deep end against Scott Walker, Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish, or Governor Scott Walker, or something. Some ridiculous, off-the-deep-end behavior by an unhinged liberal in Wisconsin. We call them the Unhinged Badger. Guess what? Governor Scott Walker's new book, Unintimidated, has accomplished one thing. He has awakened the Unhinged Badger. They're back. Online. As you probably know, Governor Scott Walker's book came out, what was it, November 18th, I believe, the 18th or the 19th. We had him on the show last week. He committed a little bit of news when he said Chris Christie is conservative enough to be president. That has gotten some play. But we talked about the book and the different things in it. He's done the national media tour. Now, like most new books out there, you can get Scott Walker's book at Amazon.com. And like pretty much all books on Amazon.com, you can review them. The Unhinged Badger is back online. People who obviously have not read Scott Walker's book are panning it to keep the rating low. And thus far, they have succeeded. It has an aggregate rating of about 2 stars. One of the Madison newspapers did a piece on this. Let's see. As a couple of bloggers, one a Walker critic and the other a Walker fan, have already noted, the negative customer reviews on the mega retail site far outnumber the positive ones. As of Wednesday afternoon, 140 reviewers gave the book 1 star. 51 had given it 5 stars. Perhaps telling of Walker's reputation as governor, hardly anyone is on the fence about the book. Only 7 reviewers combined awarded the book 2, 3, or 4 stars. As a result, Unintimidated has an average rating of 2 stars. Any book written by a politician is going to attract some detractors from the other side of the aisle, but the naysayers are typically overwhelmed by the politician's fans, who define the tone of the reviews. For instance, Barack Obama's pre-presidential book, The Audacity of Hope, earns an average of 4 stars. The great majority of reviewers assign the book either 4 or 5 stars, despite a sizable minority of 1-star reviews. The books John McCain published before his 2 presidential candidacies also received 4-star averages. So did Mitt Romney's No Apology. the case for American greatness. The pattern in all these cases is similar. A large number of five-star reviews and a much smaller number of one-star reviews that pull the average rating down to four stars. What is apparent from the comments on Unintimidated is that many of the reviews come from people who haven't read the book and do not take reviewing books seriously. Many have never reviewed any other book or product on Amazon, indicating they went through the process of creating a username just to bash what they call the polarizing governor. Here are some examples. Governs for the upper middle class folks of the white flight suburbs of Milwaukee and their sympathizers only. Dumps on the two engines of Wisconsin, Milwaukee and Madison at every chance. Punishes friends and rewards enemies. I don't even know what they mean by that. Governor Walker bought and paid for by a few out-of-state gajillionaires. Oh, yeah, the Koch brothers crap. What an awful waste of time and money. Wait a few months and buy it on clearance for 25 cents. It's supposed to be factual, but appears to be written by a high school grad who would like to be our president and is filled with half-truths and inaccuracies. Stupidest title ever. He is very intimidated by his out-of-state billionaire backers. As you can see, nothing is about the book. Now, as I think the Madison paper rightly pointed out, usually the supporters come out and counter this. This is the hatred from the left that Scott Walker incites. Why? Because he took away their way of life. That's why. It was so transformational to actually start shrinking the size of government and control public employee unions that they will never, ever, ever get over that. To them, he killed someone in their family. That's the way they see it. Rosemary in Sheboygan. Rosemary, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Good morning, Jerry.
Morning.
I just wanted to comment. I just downloaded it onto my Kindle.
Mm-hmm.
$11 and something. And it's a wonderful book. Absolutely super. I have not responded to Amazon's request as to whether I like it or not, but I read about half of it last night, and I couldn't put it down.
Here's what was interesting for me. Now, Rosemary, I actually knew some of this stuff off the record, but even then, there were a lot of things in the book I didn't know. And I'll tell you right now, if you're a supporter or an opponent, thanks a lot for the positive review and the call of Scott Walker, I too suggest you read the book. And if you're a supporter, especially what he and his family went through to do the right thing. Now, I would also urge this, and I want to say this very clearly. If you've read the book, and you have a positive review of it, I would encourage you to go post that at Amazon.com to counter the people who haven't read the book. Again, I'm not asking conservatives to just go there and have Scott Walker's back. I'm asking people who have read the book and, like Rosemary, would have a positive review of the book to go online on Amazon.com. And as the Madison paper pointed out, a lot of people who've never reviewed anything before registered just so they could trash a book they've never read. That is the unhinged liberal back strong as ever, the unhinged badger. The hatred for Scott Walker, so powerful. So again, you can counter it if you've read the book. I would not encourage you to go there and say something nice about the book if you haven't read the book. Then you're playing their game. By the way, we still have several copies to give away. I don't know if we're going to do one today. We will definitely do that next week. It's 9:58.
Twitter, go to jerrybadershow.com.